So here on Thursday morning, the 3rd of August, the sun's come out and all the guests have turned up as well, which is absolutely lovely. And joining me, first of all, here in the studio, it's lovely to actually meet Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you. Thanks very much for coming in here to Radio Verulam. So Sharon was just telling me she's got a bit of a history in the area as well of catering and working in different environments like that. And she is just starting up, along with her partner David Hearn, a brand new tea room here in Sandridge. And it's called the Heartwood Tea Rooms, is that right?
It is called the Heartwood Tea Rooms, that's right.
For inspiration from the forest?
A big inspiration from the forest, yeah.
Right, so tell us really about this, because we were talking earlier on this week about coffee and tea and different things going on here in St Albans. Is there a need for this in Sandridge?
Well, we've had lots of walkers that come into Sandridge now, to the forest, obviously, cyclists. And when David opened the shop 12 years ago, there was a big call for tea and coffee, which we do take away tea and coffee at the moment, and we've put a few tables outside and lots of people come rain or shine, sit outside and have pastries, cakes and tea and coffee.
Right, so what was the shop before then?
So it used to be called Darby's.
Yeah.
And then David took it over 12 years ago, and anything you could possibly want or need is in that shop. It's a tiny little old village shop.
Right,
that has everything.
I think I've stopped there for ice creams.
Probably,
in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And now, so what's happened with the premises?
So we've converted the sitting room, the kitchen, dining room, and the old store area into tea rooms.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A Grade Two listed building. So we've had, it's been a long time in the making because of the.
And just by the sounds of it, it sounds very homely.
It's lovely.
It just,
there's an Inglenook fireplace in the first room that you come into. And everything is made in wood. The kitchen's all wood.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, I wish this was television now for the moment there, because when we said that to you, the way you said lovely, you can see the real sincerity
is, yeah.
That you actually do love it yourself.
Yeah.
And I see. So,
yeah.
So working there, when people go in, you're going to be based in there all the time. What's going to be your role?
Well, the people that work in there are going to do a bit of everything. We didn't want just one person working in the kitchen and one person making tea and coffee. We didn't want that. We wanted everybody to do everything and to meet the customers as well. So it's quite a family atmosphere in there. And there'll be a lot of family members working in there and local people too.
And you know, I can just see this. This is perfect. So people come along with their dogs. They park up in the recreation car park.
Or the Heartwood car park.
Yeah, or the Heartwood car park. Yeah, either way, yeah. And I suppose on the Heartwood one, you're on a lovely, the middle bit of a looped walk, aren't you?
You
really
are.
A circular walk.
You're
perfect
are, yeah.
position there.
Yeah.
And so they could just stop off, have a cup of tea, and you're welcoming dogs as well.
We are. So in the first part of the building, the old sitting room, we're going to have dogs, we'll allow dogs in that part. Obviously, they can't go into the kitchen area because of the health and hygiene side of it. But yeah, in the first part.
Right, that sounds excellent. And so when we go in there, what kind of things are we expected to, what will we be expected to see, to eat or drink? What kind of things are we looking for?
The emphasis really is on the loose leaf tea. So there's lots of choice of that. We will be doing coffees.
Yeah.
Hot chocolates, homemade cakes.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
We're looking at doing breakfast first thing in the mornings till about 11. But nothing like a cafe style, very sort of traditional.
Country farm?
Yeah, homemade soup and...
Yeah, oh, lovely, it sounds great. It's interesting you say this about the coffee as well, because earlier this week we were talking about the coffee shop culture here in St Albans. You can't move for a coffee shop. And one of the guests that we had in, who was a writer, Peter Hale, for the Abbey Theatre, he said, I want a tea shop. I want someone that specialises in tea. So when we go along there, you go to a coffee shop and it's mochas, this and that and the other. Is it just one type of tea, or have we got different types of tea?
No, we're going to have lots of different types of tea, lots of loose leaf teas. We're going to steer clear of the bag tea,
yes.
And it will be traditional in bone china pots and things, yeah.
Oh, right. So, and are you going to be doing your own blends, or is that...?
It's something we have thought about.
Yeah.
We're trialling all the teas at the moment and having a good look at round, because there is a lot on the market. So, yeah.
Oh, right. So this sounds really exciting, actually. So, Peter, if you are listening, this is where you need to be heading down to get your sort of fix of tea. And who's going to be doing all the cooking?
As I say, lots of us are doing it, all the people that are working there. We've taken on a young lad who's working at the moment at Oaklands. He's doing his grade, his level 3, and he's really passionate about making cakes and pastries. I've got another lady on board with me, Nikki, and she's really good at making cakes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of homemade cakes and pastries we'll be doing, sandwiches.
This is great. So it has that real sort of homely feel to it,
definitely.
A real lovely homely feel, which is marvellous. So if people want to find it again, they need to head down to Sandridge High Street.
Yep.
And as I say, the perfect place is the park, probably. I can see this now happening. Hartwood Forest Car Park. You do a circular walk and you're slap bang in the middle.
Yep.
And you can get all your refreshments. I'm thinking if you parked up about 11-ish, you could probably get to you for about lunchtime.
And, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so it sounds absolutely wonderful. And if people want to find out more details, where can they go on the web? And
if they just Google Hartwood Tea Rooms, and then we're there.
And
there's lots of photos on there of the building progress.
Oh, really? So actually, in the building then, so what was the building originally? Has it always been shops?
When it was first built in 1680, it was a pub, believe it or not, called The Bell.
Oh, right.
It's been a coach house. And then the Derby family took over in 1921. Right. And it was a bicycle repair shop, radio repair shop, and a sweet shop. And then Eric Derby, who lives next door to us, he took it over from his father in 1956, and it was a newsagent's. And then David bought it 12 years ago.
Do you know what? So That's the history of the building itself is absolutely wonderful. I could see a book there.
Yeah.
There is, if you can get pictures and different things and memoirs, that sounds absolutely marvellous. So I think this is somewhere. And are you open now?
No, not just yet. The builders are hopefully finishing this week.
Yeah.
We're just sort of, you know, tweaking it a bit now at the moment, getting all the appliances in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's lots of...
So where are you on the excitement level at the moment? Are you the nervous excitement? Or?
Yeah, no, the cooker comes in tonight, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah. Oh, well, good luck. So, listen, good luck with absolutely everything. We'll link to this on our Twitter page as well and on our show blog. But good luck. So everyone, head down in a few weeks' time. Keep your ears open, and we'll probably make sure it'll be across social
we'll
media
you know.
And everything,
yep.
And you'll let us know when it will actually be on there. So, Sharon, good luck with everything.
Thank you very
much. Thank you ever so much for coming in.
Thank you
Marvellous
for inviting
to see
us.
You.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.